GOP Governor Charlie Baker spending $12 million to resettle Afghans in Massachusetts. By John Binder on January 25, 2022. Governor Charlie Baker, R., is spending $12 million in state taxpayer money to resettle thousands of Afghans across Massachusetts. While Republicans and Democrats in Congress have helped President Joe Biden fund his massive Afghan resettlement operation to the sum of $13 billion, Baker is subsidizing the cost even more by throwing millions at non-governmental organizations, NGOs, who will resettle about 2,000 Afghans across the state by the end of March. The Associated Press reports. The efforts received a boost last month when Republican Governor Charlie Baker signed into law a supplemental budget allocating $12 million to help resettle Afghan nationals, making Massachusetts one of the few states to provide local money to support federally funded resettlement efforts. Emphasis added. Up to 75% of Massachusetts' funding is expected to go directly to arriving families, with the remaining 25% bolstering refugee resettlement organizations, the International Institute of New England has said. The funding could provide, on average, about $3,000 per refugee, or $12,000 in additional support for a family of four. Emphasis added. As of last week, more than 1,500 Afghans had been resettled in the state, a U.S. Department of State spokesperson said Monday. Emphasis added. Baker joins the likes of New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D., who has forced state taxpayers to foot the bill for Afghan resettlement to the sum of $5 million. Like Massachusetts, the state expects to resettle nearly 2,000 Afghans. Last week, Representative Lance Gooden, RTX, sounded the alarm on NGOs contracting with the federal government to resettle refugees in the United States, noting their vested financial interest in importing as many refugees as possible each year, as their taxpayer-funded budgets rely on those totals. Biden's Afghan resettlement has already brought more than 75,000 to the U.S. in 6 months. As Breitbart News has reported, many Afghans are offered free housing, food stamps, job training, as well as $2,300 checks. The nation's Afghan population has exploded since former President George W. Bush started the Afghanistan War in 2001. The number of Afghans living in the U.S., for instance, has shot up to 133,000 in 2019, more than three times the 44,000 Afghans who lived in the U.S. before the start of the war. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to research, and each refugee costs taxpayers about $133,000 over the course of their lifetime. Within 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.